欢迎收听商务印书馆出版的《柯林斯名人故事集》第三集《了不起的作家》。乔叟，第一位用英语创作伟大文学作品的人。
Geoffrey Chaucer, the man who wrote the first great works of English literature.
I could tell wonderful stories, and I was very good at describing people. I wrote some romantic poems, but I also wrote about people in ordinary English society. My greatest work is an entertaining record of life in medieval England. My name was Geoffrey Chaucer, and I was born in London.During the centuries before my birth, different groups of people had attacked England, including the Romans, the Anglo-Saxons, the Vikings, and the Normans. England had become the permanent home of each of these groups, and they had tried to make the English people speak their language and live in the same way as them. As a result,People with a high social position no longer communicated with each other in English. Kings and queens, nobles and people who held important jobs in court, the place where the king and queen lived, usually spoke and wrote in French. But as I walked the streets of London, what language did I hear? Not French or Latin or Scandinavian. People in the streets and at the markets were speaking English in their daily lives.Of course, English had taken in some words from other languages too. There was justice, which came from Latin, speech from Anglo-Saxon, outlaw from the Vikings, and parliament from French. But ordinary people were using English to communicate. They were a free people who shared their hopes and problems in their own language. As I listened,I decided that I was going to use English to write stories about the daily lives of English people. There was a huge difference between the lives of rich people and poor people in England. The poor had to work very hard, and their lives were very difficult. If you became ill or were injured, you had to depend on your family or friends to help you. In addition,People were afraid of becoming sick from the plague or other terrible illnesses. There were no good doctors, and people didn't understand much about medicine. I was very lucky because my family was quite wealthy. My father and grandfather were in the business of making wine, although it was said that my family had been makers of shoes in France. The French for shoemaker is chausseur, and in England this became changed to Chaucer.So my name is a perfect example of how language develops. My father had excellent connections in society. In other words, he knew a lot of important people. So he made sure that I got a good education in law. In 1357, I became a page, a young boy working for the wife of King Edward III's son Lionel. 2 years later, in 1359,I became a soldier and served in the English army in their fight against the French in the Hundred Years' War. However, by bad luck, I was taken prisoner by the French at the Siege of Reims. In March 1360, King Edward paid £16 to the French so that I could leave prison. After my return to England, I entered the King's service, working in the royal household.While I was working at court, I met a beautiful girl called Philippa Roe. Philippa was a lady-in-waiting to the Queen, a lady whose duties were to go everywhere with the Queen and help her. Philippa and I fell in love and married in 1366. In 1367, our first son, Thomas, was born. This was a very happy time for me, especially as my job was going well too.The king was pleased with my work, and he wanted to give me a reward to thank me for my past and future services. So, on the 10th of June, 1367, He granted me a pension of 20 marks, an amount of money which I would receive every year. Although my job at court kept me busy, I still found time to write. In 1367, I began a translation of a French poem called The Romaunt of the Rose. In 1368, after the death of the Duchess of Lancaster, a noble lady, I wrote a poem called The Book of the Duchess in her memory. During the next few years, I often travelled abroad in the King's service. I also served for a second time in the English army. During my travels, I learned many new things and met some interesting people. The great Italian poets, Dante, Boccaccio, and Petrarch, and the French writer Froissart, all inspired me to develop my interest in writing. In 1374, I was given a very important new job. I became the Comptroller of Customs for the Port of London. Many boats were arriving in London, and they had to pay taxes to the King of England. As the Comptroller, I was in charge of collecting these taxes, and I also had to make sure that the correct amounts of tax were paid. I did this job for the next 12 years, and sometimes I made trips abroad for the King too. He was very pleased with me and granted me an amount of wine every day for the rest of my life. But this was changed into a money grant after King Edward died in 1377. The new king, Richard II, was only 10 years old when he came to the throne. King Edward had been very good to me, and I wondered what King Richard would be like. It didn't take long for Richard to make the poor people of England very angry. In 1380, he introduced a new tax, called the poll tax. Whenever the kings of England needed money, they used to tax the poor peasants who worked on the farms of the noble landowners. But the peasants received very little money in wages, and they couldn't afford to pay another tax to the king. They were very angry about the new poll tax, and they refused to pay it. In 1381, an army of peasants marched to London in an uprising called the Peasants' Revolt. But the uprising wasn't successful, and many of the peasant leaders were executed. In addition, people who had supported the peasants were killed, and I watched the executions of several of my friends. From 1379 to 1382, I wrote two poems, The House of Fame and The Parliament of Fowls. I also began work on a long romantic poem about two tragic lovers, Troilus and Criseyde. My second son, Lewis, was born in 1380, and a few years later I went to live in Kent and became Justice of the Peace. In 1386 I left my job as Comptroller of Customs and became Member of Parliament for Kent. I was pleased because now I had more time for writing. And during the next 2 years, I wrote another poem, The Legend of Good Women. Many things happened in the years between 1387 and 1394. In 1387, sadly, my dear wife, Philippa, died. 2 years later, in 1389, I was given a new job as clerk of the King's Works. I was responsible for taking care of important buildings belonging to the King, such as the Tower of London and Windsor Castle. But this job didn't last very long, so in 1390 I took a new job, looking after the Royal Forest in Somerset. My young son Lewis was interested in science, and I wrote an essay for him about how to use a scientific instrument called an astrolabe. In 1394 I was granted an annual pension of £20 by King Richard for the rest of my life. Later, in 1399, Henry IV became king, and he increased my pension to £40. I wrote my most famous work, The Canterbury Tales, in the years between 1388 and 1398. This is a collection of stories told by a group of pilgrims, people travelling on a religious journey from London to Canterbury. The owner of the Tabard Inn in Southwark, London, suggests that each pilgrim tells two stories on the way. He promises to give the person who tells the best story a free meal at the Tabard Inn on his return. The pilgrims come from all levels of society, and each of them is a very entertaining character. Some are rich, some are poor, some are religious, and some just want to enjoy themselves and have a good time. There's a knight, a man of noble birth, but there's also a cook, a clerk, a merchant, and many others. There's also the famous wife of Bath, a woman who had 5 husbands. Each pilgrim's story is very different. Some are funny, some are sad, and some are serious. Some noble people at court didn't like the Canterbury Tales. They wanted stories about kings and queens or nobles like themselves. But my reason for writing the Canterbury Tales wasn't to please rich people with high social positions. I wanted to write about the daily lives and hopes and dreams of ordinary English people. But, most important of all, I didn't want to write in French or Latin, but in English, the beautiful language which I loved. The Canterbury Tales was one of the first great works of literature to be written in English, and I was very proud of that. After I died in 1400, I was buried in Westminster Abbey in London. I was the first writer whose tomb is in the part of the Abbey known as Poets' Corner.